Okay, we're on Gimel Amud Beis. Ki Osur of Dimi Omar Yochel Yilkel Tosefes. But Dimi came, he made the following statement. I might think you get Malkus for Tosefes of Shvius. The Nosev Vatamud of the Tura. And he brought a raya that your potter on Tosefes. Lo Yodana my Tamud my Tosefes. And we know what he's talking about. We don't know what was the Tosefes and what was the raya that you don't get Malkus for it. Rabbi Lazar Omar, so Rabbi Lazar explained it, Karisha. That he's taught Tosefes means that which is extra, more than what it says in the regular psukim of the Isra of Shviyas, which is Betzira, Ktsira, and Zmira, and Zriya. The Tosefes is what it mentions in the other pasuk, that what's it called, Karisha is Asur and Shviyas. I might think you get Malkus for that. So we brought a raya that you don't get Malkus. V'hachi komar. This is what he meant. Yochel yilkel al harisha to ask you mechlav pradu klau. We learn harisha together with all those other malachas from klau pradu klau. Now, if you don't hold like Rav Ovin, that you don't darshan a klau pradu klau where the klau is in an essay and the prat is in a lav. If you don't hold of that, then you darshan by shvi is klau pradu klau. First it says in general, you shouldn't do any malacha. Then it says specifically which malachas. And then it says again, general. So the halacha is that ke'en haprat, that anything similar to the pratim is aser. And therefore harisha is also avodas karka, that applies both to trees and to a field of grain, and therefore will be aser. And I might think there'll be a malchus, right, because of that. Nosev by Talmud Liptura, and he brought a raya that your potter from Malkus, Dim Cain, call Hani Prati Lamali. Since there's four pratim, one prat would have been enough. Why do you need four pratim? To tell me that it's only these things. Even if you hold like Rav Ovin, here you don't darish in a klau pratu klau, because there's too many pratim. And therefore, what's it called? It's mamayit, everything else except these four. Rashi, Kiyosar of Dimi Meretz Yisrael Abovel, Omar Shmois, the Amri be'Eretz Yisrael, Yochel Yilkal Tosefes. He said, I heard they were talking in Eretz Yisrael. I might think you get Malkus on the Tosefes of Shvius. Ushmois, the Nosev of Eitamud, Leftur. And I also heard that they brought Rayas that you're Potter. You don't get Malkus. Velo Yodana, my Tosefes, Velo Ptur. I didn't know what they were talking about. What's a Tosefes and what is the Ptur? Rabbi Lezer Omer Harisha b'Shvius. L'hochi kori le Tosefes, Velo Nofik Ikro min haTorah ela michlau pradu klau kiramin leel. We don't learn from the pasuk itself because pasuk only mentions four different malachas. We learn from pradu klau to klau, so it's an addition to what the Torah says. That's why it's called Tosefes. The nosif tamuda lepturah kedamrin honey in right that only these malachas you get malchus on. The other ones are not min haTorah. Dim kain the haviluk if you get malchus, meaning if they're from the Torah. Kol hani prati the prorit behedya the osur b'shvius ria zimur ktsiru b'tsira lomali the kosev rachmana. Why did the Torah have to say all of them? Say one of them or two of them, and I'll know that anything similar to them is chayiv. Why mention all four? Right? Ela lemeimra da hanachu dalaki. Only on these are osur min haTorah and you get malchus, not the other ones. Shvami noa a harisha lalaki. Therefore, harisha you don't get malchus for. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan learns a different pshat in what Rav Dimi heard. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Yomim shol sifu chachom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The chachomim added days before Rosh Hashanah that you're not allowed to do harisha. So, v'hochi komar, yochol yilkal tosefes Rosh Hashanah. I might think that you're going to get malchus for the days added, for the tos the shvius. That's why it's called tosefes. What's added onto shvius, before shvius. The Asya mi bechorish of a kotzer tishbos. We learn from a pasuk mi bechorish of a kotzer tishbos. We'll see later on how we learn from that pasuk. It's not talking about Shabbos because Shabbos already said lo sasek
omalacha. What is it called? Tosos Shvius, right? Tosos Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, Tosos Shabbos,
not like.
No, it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's Shvius. You're not.
So why is it called Tosos Rosh Hashanah? Tosefes Rosh Hashanah.
No, where does it say Tosefes Rosh Hashanah? Oh, you'll got Tosefes Rosh Hashanah, right? What's added to the Isra of Shvius that starts on Rosh Hashanah, right? That the Isra of Shvius starts Rosh Hashanah of Shvius. This is what's added to Rosh Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah. That's all it means. What's added before Rosh Hashanah. in Talmud v'nosiv lot, and should we learn it from Bechorish and Bekotzer Tishbos, that it's talking about Chorish and Kotzer of before Shvius and after Shvius. Chorish before Shvius and Kotzer after Shvius. The after the Rosh Hashanah, after Shvius. The and even though that pasuk is a what's it called, Bachorish of a Kotzer, it is an essay. Why should you get Malkus for it? But once it tells me that this is in the klal of Shvius, so then it's in the klal of all the lavim of Shvius too. When the Torah says the lavim, it includes the time before Shvius and after Shvius also. That's why I think you get Malkus. The Nosiva Talmudo Liptura, Kitabo Inan Lamemer, come on, like the Gemara doesn't explain why, Taka, you don't get Malkus on Tosefes Shvius. Gemara says, My Yomim Shalifne Rosh Hashanah, what is the days before Rosh Hashanah? Shemitah starts on Rosh Hashanah. What are the days added before Rosh Hashanah? Kiddisnan, Admose Chorshim Besode Ilan Erev Shvius, till when are you allowed to plow a field of trees before Shvius? As long as the plowing is good for the fruit that's on the tree, so it's obvious you're plowing for the sake of that year, for Shishis. But when it's not good for the fruit anymore, then obviously the plowing is to prepare for Shemitah, so the plowing is for Shemitah's sake, then it's Osir. Beis Hillel omrim ad ha'atzeres. Ukrovim divrei Elios kidvrei. And Beis Hillel says, till Shavuos. And they're pretty close. The times are pretty close. Tosus learns that Beis Shammai's time is an earlier time because he's Machmer, and Beis Hillel's time, Shavuos, is a later time. He's Mekel. And the Gra brings down the Yerushalmi that says just the opposite than Tosus. That this is one of the cases where Beis Shammai is Mekel, and his time is later than Shavuos, and Beis Hillel is Machmer and says you can't already plow from Shavuos and on. It's Yerushalmi. They say the same thing. The Shaila is, what is the time of what's it called, of Zman Shiyofa Lepri? Beis Shammai doesn't say a time. He says, as long as it's good for the Pri. Is that before Shavuos or after Shavuos? Okay, right. And they're pretty close. The times are pretty close anyway. Va'ad Mosai Chorshin Sodeh HaLovan Erev Shvius. Until when are you allowed to plow a field of grain? Mishetichle HaLeicha. As soon as there's no more moisture in the field, you can't plow it anymore, because then you're preparing for Shvius. The Chol's Manship Nei Odem Chorshin Lita Makshos Umadlos. And that's the same time, according to many Rishonim, that people plow their field to plant Makshos Umadlos that year, the year before Shemitah. But after all that planting is done, and the soil is no longer moist, then the plowing is to prepare for Shemitah, and then it's awesome. Reb Shimon Omer, Im Kein, Nitna Torah, Shir, L'chol Echad V'Echad B'Yodel. Comes out, there's no set time. It depends when people are going to plant these things. So everybody has a different Shir. We know that that's not, you can't have that. Nosata Dvorech L'Shirim, has to be one uniform Shir. Ela B'Soda HaLovan Ar Pesach. In a field of grain, you can plow it till Pesach. U'B'Soda HaElon Ar Atzeres. And Soda Elon till Shavuos. Ram Gamliel and his Beis Din were mevatel this extra Isser from Atzeres and from what's it called Pesach. And they left it on the halacha, we'll see in one second, of 30 days before. Omer le Rav Zera le Ravo, va'amri le Rish Lakish Rav Yochanan. Ram Gamliel Beis Dino hechi motzim avatli takanta de Visham Beis Hillel. Vosnan ein beizin yochel avatli divrei beizin chavero, elim ken godl miyana b'chochm aminyan. How could Ram Gamliel come along and avatl what Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai were gozer from Pesach and Atzeres?
There's also a posuk, you said.
What?
There's a posuk from this different street.
No, how could they avatl it? No, we'll see, the posuk is, we'll see, not, they don't learn from the Chorish of the Kotzer. They learn for something else. They held only Drabon. The Pasuk is only for 30 days before. This is extra more than that. So Eshtomim Kishoachada, he was bewildered for a minute. It's a Pasuk in Ezra. Omar Lei, and then he said, Eimor Kach Hisnu Beneim. Kol Arotzu Levatl, Yov Yivatl. That they made a Tanai, when they made the Gzera, that if anybody will want to come Levatl, they could. Tosus explains why over here they make such a Tanai, because they realize that sometimes the the nature of the fields will change. It'll become worse fields, and the times won't be the same. Or it'll be necessary to plow it even later for the sake of the field itself. And therefore, they knew that since the conditions could change, if in any generation the conditions change and a basin wants a mavatel, they made that tonight. Rashi. Yomim shelifnei Rosh Hashanah shel shviyas shehu tosefes al shviyas. This is the addition to the time of shviyas. The asher mi becharish v'klatzer k'da omer l'kamon. In eino inyan l'shviyas shariksiv sod chalos Israel. It can't be talking about Shabbos. Neither it can be talking about what's it called shviyas, because shviyas it says what the malachas are. Shariksiv sod chalos Israel v'karmer chalos Ismar. T'nu inyan l'shishis shenich l'shviyas. So it's talking about the chorish of shishis that goes into shviyas, and what's it called? The bishviyas, the nami osir, that's also osir, even charisha before, and the katzira is motzoi shviyas that goes after shviyas. There's an isser of harvesting after shmita also. Kidaboinu lememra kamon gomer shabbos shabbos and mishabbos bereishis. Later on, we learn that the reason you don't get malchus is really only the rabbanon, is because we learn from Shabbos Bereishis, just like Shabbos Bereishis, only itself is osur, not before and after. So too by Shviyas, only itself is osur, not before and after. Kozman shiofel pri, how long are you allowed to plow erev Shviyas? As long as it's good for the peiros, the kolomer. Kozman shicharisha yofel peiros shigodlu b'shishis. As long as the charisha is going to help the fruit that's already growing, then you know you're doing it for the sake of shishis. The hainu nami korav laseris. That's up until about till Shavuos. But after that time, or after Shavuos, according to Beis Hillel, the Havik Misakin Perish Shavuos, then it looks like you're preparing the ground for what's going to grow during Shemitah. So the Lovin Shal Tavuah. So the Lovin is a field of grain. Shetichla Halecha, Shekolin Hagashomim Shal Shon Hashishis, where the water, the rains of the sixth year already have dried up. Up until that time, plowing helps for what you're going to plant yet this year or during the sixth year. Once the moisture dries up from the field, then you can't plow anymore. Then it looks like you're plowing for the sake of Shviyas, because it's not going to help anymore for the sixth year. So what are you plowing for? To prepare for the seventh year. And that's the same time that people still make harisha to plant things in the sixth year. But after they don't plant anything in the sixth year anymore, then the harisha is for the sake of the seventh year, then it's awesome. Nitna Torah shir l'cholecha v'echa b'yodo, klomar nosata dvorecha l'shiurim. This is not a disser Torah. All these times are for sure not from the Torah. The isser, if it's from the Torah, is only 30 days before. The Rabbanan came along and added these extra times. It's all clear that it's only because it looks like you're doing it for the sake of Shemitah. It's not because it's Asur Minatorah. These are only the Rabbanans. So the extra time, the 30 days is Minatorah, we'll see. Kolomar nosatet v'rechla shiurim. You can't give a different shiur for every different person. It has to be one uniform shiur. Shepamim zech horish kod mechaveru lita machshol. Sometimes somebody plants something later, sometimes something plants earlier. So it has to be a uniform shiur. Al Shnei Prokim, and Ram Gamliel's based in, was Mavatl, the Isser of Harisha from Pesach by trees, and from Pesach by grain, and Shavuos by trees. Shnei Prokim, the Pesach Batzeres, who bitlu. The Chorish and Ad Rosh Hashanah. They hold you can be Chorish till Rosh Hashanah. We'll see tomorrow that, not necessarily till Rosh Hashanah, at least till 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Mursus Takanta the Shama the Hill of the Rib Shimon the Omer Ara Pesov Aratzeres Hainu Aliva the Besham Besil. The Zman of till Pesach until Atzeres is the Zman of Besham Besil. They were a greater Beis Din than the Beis Din of Rangamliel. How can Rangamliel be vatal what they did? Kach Hisnu, Shama the Hill of Bishas Takana. When they made the Takana, they made a provision that if any future generation would see the need, they can mevatel it. And like Tosu says, there was a reason why they anticipated there would be a need in the future. Okay. Samara says, "Diduhi, this halacha that you can't plow before Rosh Hashanah of Shviyas, is it the Rabbanan? Halacha l'moshe Mishinai. It's halacha l'moshe Mishinai. The Amr Avasi, Amr Av Yochanan, Mishum Rav Nechunya Ish Bekaz Beis Charson, Eser Netios, this halacha that you're allowed to plow a field, Erev Shvius, what's it called, Til Rosh Hashanah by Eser Netios, or the Din of Arava on Hoshana Rabbah, the Nisuch HaMayim and the pouring of the water on the Mizbeach during Sukkot, halacha, there's no psukim for these things, halacha L'moshe Sinai, even though we learned that in Tainis, that there's a hint to Nisuch HaMayim from the extra letters Mem Yud Mem in the Korbanos of Sukkot, that's only a remez. But the Ikra is halacha L'moshe Sinai, so says Tosfos. So Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, ki gemiri hilchas ha-shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. It's an Isra D'Oraisa, mi halacha L'moshe Sinai, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. That's Tosefes Shvius min ha-Torah. V'asuhani tikun mi Pesach me'atzeres, and Beisham Beis Hillel came and added to those 30 days from Pesach and Atzeres a din d'rabbanan, that you can't plow before Shemitah, that's only d'rabbanan, from Pesach or Atzeres till 30 days before is d'rabbanan, 30 days before is Isser Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Right? V'asnu b'didu, and they made a t'nai, kol harot shalavatl yovav v'yavatl. And they made a t'nai, anybody who wants to mevatl it, if the conditions change, have the right to mevatl it. And Ram Gamliel came along with mevatl everything up till the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. 30 days before is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. We'll see the Bizman Hazeh, even the 30 days doesn't apply. Rashi, Diduhu, Takanosomi, it's a Takana of the Rabbanan, not to plow before Shemitah. It's a Halach L'Moshe Sinai, Chorson Mokum. That was a place where Reb Nechunya Ish Bikas Beis Chorson was from. Asoraneti, Esoraneti, also Mufuzoros Besoch Beisaw. If you have young saplings that are scattered in a Beisaw, 10 of them, not more, not less. Shehu Nun Al Nun, which is 50 Amos by 50 Amos. Chorshin Kosaw V'Shalaw B'Shvila. So then you're allowed to plow the entire field for the sake of these 10 saplings. The Erev Shvius, Ad Rosh Hashanah, till Rosh Hashanah, right? The Amrin and Honi Hoel V'Yad, the same, since they're saplings, Ikup Seda Yisera, there's going to be an extra loss if you don't plow after they're planted, they'll die. L'kach Chorshin Ad Rosh Hashanah, Avos Kena, but a regular tree, right? Ain't Chorshin Ad Rosh Hashanah, you can't plow till Rosh Hashanah. Almad the Halach L'Mosh M'Sinai, Mashma the Halach L'Mosh M'Sinai, was Mater, these 10 saplings, but everything else is also. That's what I can infer from the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, that everything else is also to be Chorish. So how can you say it's a din d'rabbanan? It's a din of Halacha L'Moshe Sinai min HaTorah. Va'arava l'hakif mizbeach, the din of Arava, that they went around with the Aravas, all of Sukkot, which we do a zecher to on Hoshana Rabbah, is Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, that in the Beis HaMikdash, right, they had to also take an Arava every day of Sukkot, aside from, in the Beis HaMikdash, aside from the Lulav. Ki gemira hilchasa de'ein chorshin l'skeina ad Rosh Hashanah, aval chorshin ad shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The Halach L'Moshe Sinai only asered 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, but not from Pesach or Atzeres. And Beisel and Beishameh came along and added those extra times from the Rabbanim. V'osu b'takonah didu, d'hirchiku ad ha-Pesach ve'atzeres. The chol ha-rotzu levatel yivatel, yovov yivatel, v'rom gamliel, debatel, lo batel eloi Pesach ve'atzeres, ad shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Right, he was only mevatel the extra added onto the 30 days, but he wasn't mevatel the 30 days because that's halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai the way we think now. So therefore, there's an iser deraisa mehalacha L'Moshe M'Sinai from 30 days before. What do we do with the pasuk b'chorish of a kotzer? That we'll see tomorrow. But right now we think the 30 days before is also min haTorah halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Pesach and Atzeres was a takana b'shem b'shilel, and Rav Gamliel was mevatel it.